Okay, Semen Kuf Pei Aleph Sif Yud Dalet. So we're talking about Eidos and all those things. Kol Eidos sheyesh l'adam hanah ba ve'eizeh tzad negiyah. Any Eidos that a person has hanah from it, and he has negiyas, afilu b'derech rechayka, even if it's a distance, pasul la'ayit, it's pasul Eidos. Meaning, even if it's a far-fetched thing, if you think that you have negiyas, then it's a problem.
What did you ask?
Tesvav, ksiv asher lo toiv asa b'soich amav, and it says that
What does it mean? It means monetary. It means monetary.
anything,
It means some kind of like, I'm saying, let's
anything.
say you want your friend to get married, so you are pathelatus.
If what you want him to get married? No, why should that? There's nothing in it for you.
I'm saying, so like I'm saying, you are excited for your friend to get married,
No,
so
but that's not anything for you
that's your
personally.
benefit. That's
No.
okay.
No, if your friend is marrying a rich girl and the friend says that I'm gonna get you a job by my father-in-law, da da da, and then he's there, then maybe. But that's, I mean, I don't know, that just popped into my head.
So meaning somebody, so the shadchan who is getting paid cannot be aid kiddushin.
Correct.
Okay.
Ksiv, and he didn't do good with by his people. But Darshina Zaba, that somebody who comes with a harsha, umis'aber ariv loy loy. That's somebody who comes, meaning like a lawyer. He comes with harsha, he comes with rishus, basically to represent somebody else, and he makes big fights. All right. Meaning he's basically what goes on in Bezdin, right? You have a representative and he makes everybody crazy. That's only when both baleidin are in the city. Ella kugoin shehaloyvehu alum ubal tainus, but it's talking about where the borrower is a strong fellow and he's a bal tainus, meaning he's always fighting. V'yorei hamalva l'tanima, and the malva is scared to deal with him. Umar, and he gets somebody else to do it for him. Zeu misaber al riv loy loy. That is somebody who is fighting in a fight that doesn't belong to him, right? But but if the guy who's the defendant is in a different city, and the guy tining on him, meaning the complaint, how do you call it, the plaintiff, as we say, the claimant. However, the claimant can't get to that city. So he hires somebody else. But then he's doing a mitzvah to stop somebody from getting cheated. That if somebody comes as like a lawyer, power of attorney, in order to get hana, meaning that he's going to get paid, loy bishvil, not because of his that he's a strong guy, then that's also mutu, right? So basically, you're allowed to be and help somebody else if he's going to be down and out and he needs your support. Otherwise, you can't. Tezayin, even to swear for the truth, you should distance yourself. If somebody is chayv his friend the shuah, and you see that he's getting ready to swear falsely, so then, meaning you're fighting with a guy, you see he's going to swear falsely. So now you got a problem because you may be causing him to swear falsely. So you should try and make a compromise with him as much as you can. Don't let him swear falsely. There should be a shvuah Hashem between them. Teaches you that the shvuah should go on both of them. Yudches, as long as you have a memory of exactly what took place, then you could say the testimony forever. And you don't have to be choshesh that because it's so long ago, you don't remember it clearly. And even if you don't even remember the Eidos, right? This is what every Anybody who has a traffic violation. That's what every cop does, right? He takes out his notebook and he reads from there. But even if you don't remember the Eidus only because you wrote it down, Kishimasru Loik Savi Pinkasai, when they handed it over to him, meaning when they told him over what happened, he wrote it in his pinkas in his notebook, Lezichron Dvarim, to remember it. Veshogach is a davar, and he forgot it. Vein and Nisker Elamitach Haksav. And he only remembered through the Ksav. Yachalahayetz, and then he could say the Eidus. Davka Kshagasher Ra Es Haksav Niska Ladavar. That's only when he saw the Ksav, he remembers it. Vechenim Niska Ladavar Ayyidei Acher Sheskirulay. And also, if he remembers it through somebody else. Yachalahayetz, and he could say Eidus. Afilu Hoya Masker Eid Sheni, even if the one who reminded him was the second witness. So that's meaning if you get a third party to remind him of the Eidus, then it's okay. But if the Baldin himself reminds him, Veniskon, then he remembers Loyo, then he shouldn't say Eidus. Which is interesting because what's the difference who reminded him if he taka? So Ach Yochel Baldin Limsaras Advaram La'acher, but the Baldin could say it over to somebody else, for who Yaskiru, and he will remind him. Tavile Niskar Al Acher, that's considered Niskar Al Acher. You see already where all the law stuff gets so complicated, because they're saying that the Baal Din, the one who pertains to, cannot remind the eid, but he can tell somebody else to remind the eid, and then that's okay. And this is all gets into it's really psychology of how you remember things and do you remember things properly, et cetera, et cetera. Yotes, Achu Korov Lechod, Mibal Echod, I'm saying Achu Korov Lechod, Mibal Yadin, or Lechod Medayonim. If the witness is a relative of any of the sides, right? And or to the Dayanim, Moshe Aidim, Kroim Zelazer, or the relatives are related to each other. Filo Kurba Al Yadin is the same, even if it's through marriage. The Famim Psulim Lahayat, sometimes they are puzzled for Aidus. It depends on, it depends. It depends if you get into first cousins, second cousins, brothers-in-law, half brothers-in-law, all those types of things. So even if they're only related to the orev, to the guarantor, but not to the loiva, then they still they're puzzled to say edus to the loiva because they're related to the guarantor. Edus. And this that the Torah said, Eidim are possible, not because it's a chazaka that relatives love each other. They can't be an aid even if they're going against the relative. It's Xerzakosov. Even Moshe and Aaron, who were above the law, I mean, they weren't above the law, meaning, but they should be still. We'd be concerned. Lachain, kol eid shu eizah karav le'echad min haneskarim, any aid who's a relative to any of the things that we mentioned, oishal yekarav ben esrachik, or he was a relative, and then they're not related because maybe divorce or death, v'adayonam einam yoidim, and then they dayonam have no idea, tzarech le'idilam, he has to let them know, v'hem yagidu lo'y al pi ha-Torah, then they'll tell him through Torah, im yesh bekur v'zu kedei l'pasul eloi, whether they're still pasul as relatives or not. Chav, shnei edim she'echa yidei b'chaveiro shu rasha. Well, before we continue with that, so it's interesting because what about a mechutan? Right? So a mechutan is really kosher for edus. It becomes a big issue by people's weddings because they want to give, if they get along with their mechutan, hope. So they want to give him a kibud. Most Masada Kedushins will not let a mechutta be an eid ksuba, certainly not eid kedushin, even though that's not possible to eidus, right? Second cousins, all these things for whatever reason makes everybody nervous, so they don't do it. One of those things that's possible to eidus is the shadchan. The shadchan cannot be the eid for the chasana because he has negius, right? Because he wants to get paid. So therefore, he can't testify that the wedding was a legit wedding. Fine. Two Eidim that one knows from his friend that he's a Rasha and he's pasul eidus min haTorah, but the Dayanim don't know. Also, lelahayirimai, you can't say eidus afal pishu eidus emes, even if it's true. Meaning, you can't partner with the guy who's really pasul eidus, even though what you're testifying about is true. Shenemar al toshas chamas, do not put your hand together with a Rasha to be an aid chamas, a messed up aid. Xeris. And that's also Xeris HaKosev. It's from the Torah that the whole Eidus is no good. Afilo him rabim. Even if there are a lot of witnesses, meaning more than two. If there's a bad guy mixed in, it's a problem. If one of them is possible. And who's possible Eidus min HaTorah? Anybody who's over on something that Klal Yisrael thinks is an Avera. Who davar shebeloi sasim min HaTorah? And that's a davar that says loy sasim in a Torah. Va'avar bezodon, v'loy asa tshuva. And he was over on purpose, and he didn't do tshuva. But if he could be told that he did it by mistake, why betas with it? Or a tas shaloy yada esa isa. He didn't know the isa loy nifsal le'edus. Then he's not pasul le'edus. So it's an interesting lashon that things that Klal Yisrael thinks is an avera. It's mashmo that really it's not an avera. It's just Klal Yisrael thinks it's an aver. Okay. Continuing along the same lines, Simon Kuf Pei Beis Hilchus Gnevo Gzeilo Uboy Tezayin Ziv. So also Ligzol Lignav. It's also to steal a filu kolshu, even a kolshu, Beinim Yisrael Beinim Nachri, whether from a Yid, whether from a Goy. Isa B'tana Dveri Yal from a Goy. Right. It's also to steal. Ma'isa Be'echad Shesipra Li She'asa Avlo Goy B'Midilas HaTamarim Shemach Raloi. There was a guy who told me a story that he did something bad with measuring out dates to a guy. And then he bought oil. Hashemen. And then the jug broke and he lost all his oil. Vamarti, Baruch HaMakom Shein Lefanav Masik Ponim. Rest is the play, is the makom that there is no Masik Ponim. There's no partiality, meaning Hashem is going to get you. Somewhere, somehow, he did something wrong. Don't steal. And vegezel hagoy, gezel. Stealing from a goy is gezel. Contrary to popular belief that stealing from a goy is mutter, it's absolutely aser. Okay, we'll stop there. And everybody should have a fine day, fine night. Be matzliach.
Sure. Thank you.
No, it's Saga's up.
Bye.
Are you available for a few minutes? Oh, he's gone.
Apparently not.